Thank you.
It's great to have you on the program. Senior netball coordinator with the Moorabbin Netball Club. That's a big job.
Yes, it is. But, you know, I have wonderful support at the club. That's what we're all about.
We're just talking off air, Sue, that any given Saturday in the netball world at Moorabbin, over 100 players involved.
Yep.
That's amazing, isn't it? When you put all the clubs together and you think of the amount of netballers that are on court at any one time on a Saturday, it's big numbers for a local sport.
Yeah, and it's wonderful to see the kids out there participating after everything that we've gone through the past couple of years.
Well, the past couple of years, I could think of a few words for them, but crap's probably the best one, really. Have you retained your numbers out there in netball, or was it a struggle to get them back?
Well, I guess every club would admit that we didn't know where we were going to end up, but we're very proud of the numbers we've been able to retain, and I think it's important to be able to communicate with your members what's going on in the club and stay in touch. And this year we've filled all teams. We've got a new NetSet Go program that's just started for 5 to 7-year-olds with 20 netballers in it and a new lot of Oz kickers coming through. So, yeah, we're extremely happy with the numbers that we've got.
The NetSet Go, 20 children of that age, how do you market that? Or does that just go out on your social media page?
Put it on the social media page, and it's a stepping stone for young netballers to get involved in netball, and they love it. And we've got some people that are very passionate about encouraging netballers to get involved and have their parents get involved as well.
So you've been out of the Magpie Nest for a long time now. You've obviously seen junior netballers come through to the senior ranks. That'd be a bit of a buzz to watch too.
Yeah, most definitely. I started coaching many years ago, and it's been wonderful to see those girls that came through the under 11s sort of having their 21st and things like that, and maintaining the friendships that you get out of being involved in a community club.
Where you put your coach's cap back on for a minute, what's one of the toughest things about being a coach? Do you think you feel the losses more than the players, or...?
You feel it with them, I guess, because you know how hard they work, and everyone, is looking for success. And while we, probably don't have a lot of silverware in our cupboard, we have a lot of people that have commitment to the club, and I think that's extremely important. And, that's important to me as a coach, to make sure, the kids enjoy what they're doing, because more importantly, if they're not enjoying it, you're not going to get them back. Even if they're junior netballers, they're not going to come back later on. But if they have a successful, junior upbringing, they'll come back to your club later on. If they go away, they'll come back.
It's amazing you just said that, Sue. I spoke to the president of the Robinvale Euston Football Netball Club, Phil Lamatina, on last week's program, and he always thought the measurement of success was premierships. But now he's been a president for a couple of years, he says a whole lot more to it than that.
Yeah, definitely. It's about being involved and having the friendships that you make, and if you get that, the success will follow you.
Yeah, it certainly does. But it is nice to have a little bit along the way, really, though. And some of your grades out there at Moorabbin have been pretty successful over the last few years.
Yep. I have some finals berths, and that's a testament to the hard work that the coaches and the players put in throughout the season.
How many nights a week do the girls hit the courts?
Pardon me?
How many nights a week do the girls train?
We have a fitness night on Tuesday night where everyone can participate, and Thursday night. And we run our net set go on a Wednesday night. So 3 nights, the girls are hitting the courts.
If you're in school or you work full time, it's a commitment. It's like playing football back in the day when I used to pull the boots on. It's a commitment. You got to rock up a couple of times a week, and basically half your weekend. It's still a good commitment and a good thing to be involved in.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I guess the old adage, you're only going to get out of something what you put into it. So.
So your A grade team had a win last week. You got the season off to a good start.
Yep, most definitely. It was nice to see after all of the training and the plays that the girls have been putting together, it all come to fruition and with a nice win.
I was actually going to ask you about that when you were coaching. You go and watch a game of netball, and surprisingly enough, I've watched a few games of netball over the years, It seems so high-paced and high-octane. Is a lot of it set plays? Because it just happens that fast. You wonder whether it's ad hoc or it's actually set. How do you train for that type of game, that type of game style that's so high-paced?
Well, you have different drills that set you up for what you want to try and achieve. And
yep.
Every player on the court has a role to play. And I guess what it basically is a game of keepies off, where you're trying to get that ball from your, one end down to the other as quick as you can. It's a delight to see what you put into training come through to the court.
Yeah, no, that would be a bit of a buzz as well. At A grade level, B grade right down to the juniors, it's such a high paced sport. I don't know if people realise it or not, but injuries come into it during the season, don't they?
Yep, most definitely. And even pre-season, you have players that get sidelined before they even start. So it's something you need to manage, like a bit of self care, looking after yourself and your body. Making sure you warm up properly and also cool down. So looking after yourself is definitely important.
Yeah, like you said, warm up properly. Wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't be very, very hard to tear a muscle or something, because from a standing still to a sprint, it's quite, like I said, high octane. It's a high-paced sport, netball.
Yep, most definitely. You haven't got a big football oval. You've got a very small space to manipulate your body, I guess, from one spot to another, turns and jumps and, anything can happen.
Well, I was thinking the other night, I've interviewed quite a number of netballers and netball people now in the last couple of years, and netball in St Regis has come along, and it's always been huge, don't get me wrong, but in my opinion, it's come along in leaps and bounds, and it sort of makes the day for local football now. It doubles the crowd for a start, that's my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
And all the clubs are playing on, great courts and that, but I'm going to be a bit biased here. So Kenny Park's almost got the pick of them. It's such a picturesque area, and the way it's all come together, it's a really lovely spot.
It is beautiful. When you can drive down Anzac Drive and you've got the bowling club to the right-hand side, the tennis and swimming club to the left-hand side, and then you see the football grounds with the soccer out the back. It is picturesque. Kenny Park is what we call it. And it is beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're very proud of what we've been able to achieve with the courts, in the last few years, and the new change rooms as a result of the storm that we had quite a few years ago. Yeah, so very, very proud.
Yeah, that was a tough time for the Football Netball Club, where there was no change rooms, and it was a pretty hard couple of years, wasn't it?
Yep, yeah. And things move very slowly when you're waiting for those types of facilities come through. We had a lot of work that we had to do, a lot of fundraising to make all of that happen. We appreciated that players stayed with us. They didn't go to, another club where there might have been, better facilities. They stuck it out and worked with us. And now they're, reaping the rewards of, I would say probably the best facilities around the district.
Yeah, it's a really, like I said, I went out and watched Merbein play Mildura there last year, and it's just for my old home ground, which is always picturesque, Kenny Park, Lake Peter Manolis called it that, but with the new rooms and the netball courts and everything now, it's a lovely spot. So it's full credit to you, and it looks like netball's in safe hands out there in yours, Sue. And I'm almost out of time, but make sure you have a successful 2022 season. No doubt I'll probably give you another ring and a rash during the year, but make sure that you got the season off to a good start in A grade. Let's hope you get a few wins right throughout all the grades and have a great year.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that, and we'll do our very best.
Well, we haven't got much to beat over the last couple of years. You only got to play an uninterrupted season, and it's going to go pretty well, really.
Yeah, it'll be a delight to have one of those again.
Yeah, well, I can't see it going backwards from here, so I don't know about you, but that's what I think. I don't think it will from now.
I agree with that, yeah.
And that was pretty ordinary, wasn't it, last year? I know 2020 was terrible because it really didn't happen, but last year was shocker the way it turned out.
Yeah, we just didn't know what was going to happen from week to week. This year is definitely looking more promising.
Exactly right. Thanks for joining us on the program. It's been great to catch up with you. And, I hope they have a few more wins out of the Magpie Nest.
Yeah, thank you very much.
See you soon.